Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live, as always, from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, my love, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you so much. It's going to be a fun one. There's so many great points that we're going to go over, not just great, you know, mindset-y, what a great call type of stuff, but definitely, as you would say, unfiltered, full strength, and practical and applicable, which I think during this time of year, they really need extra much, I guess is how I would put that. So
absolutely. The topic of today's podcast, guys, is the 15 crazy obvious truths we all forget too quickly. And this, actually, Julie and I have updated this list on and off for like the past probably 15 years. And it was funny, as she and I were talking prior to today's podcast, I actually remember the first time Julie and I were coming up with this list, we were actually going on a long drive. This is PZ, which we refer to as pre-Zoe before we had our daughter. So it's kind of funny how these ideas are evolving as kind of maybe we evolve too, dare I say. So I think you guys will love these points. And they are, it is motivation kind of cloaked in practical and tactical. So make sure you're taking notes. I know a lot of brokers and office managers use our podcast for their training. So we'll present this in such a way that you guys can reuse this information and keep it very fresh for future training as well. And speaking of which, remember, guys, you can always listen to our past podcasts, of which we have literally thousands, on timandjulieharris.com, also available on iTunes, also available on Stitcher. For our friends who have been listening to us on Stitcher, Stitcher was down for like 10 days. They had some sort of software issue, so Stitcher's syndicating again properly, so all that's good. And we're about to cross on this podcast, we're about to cross some pretty significant milestones. One, you know, we've been maintaining well over 100,000 regular listens for quite some time now, but the number of listens is actually increasing, and it looks like it's going to increase by, since the book came out, and I guess the book is the reason, and, you know, number one bestseller, thousands of people buy it, then they discover the podcast, and it looks like the podcast is going to pick up probably 20 or 30,000 regular listens since the book came out in late August. So that's kind of a fun thing. And the podcast itself is about to cross 3 million total downloads. So that in itself is pretty awesome as well. So, Julie, before we get to the first point, please share with me some folks that you want to acknowledge from our private Facebook page or maybe from maybe feedback on the book over on Amazon.
Yes, just one quick one from the private Facebook page from an agent and private coaching or a premier coaching member named Stefan. He writes, "So I'm heavily invested in buying leads from Zillow and Realtor.com, and and want to end that and replace it with the ideas I'm learning here in on the premier coaching and website. Anyone with such experience switching over, how long does it take to get results? Let's say I commit to the survival plan. That's something we do in premier coaching, and work it hard. Factor in average closing time of 30 to 60 days. Please, no theories, just the facts from personal experience." So there's a nice little discussion going on about breaking up with paid leads, and I always appreciate those. Lots of our premier coaching members being quite direct about that. Andrea Cooper, for example, writes, "Dude, you need to just go to lead buying rehab. Okay, obviously the reason you're considering detoxing is that it must not be working for you. Go cold turkey. Don't give up and never look back. The only facts you need are that it is hard work, but it works. Don't worry, just work, because worry don't work." So anyway, that was a fun comment from one of his colleagues, and that's always a fun discussion, along with many postings of vacant office space and parking lots because our premier coaching members are out there gobbling up all of the market share, they're actually working. Yeah, well, you know, it's okay if you guys are the only ones in the parking lot. That just means that your competition has dried up, gone away on vacation, getting ready, you know, pretty early here for turkey. Whatever the case may be, it's okay if you're the one working. I think it's great, actually. Palooza, which wasn't that long ago. I mean, there's still plenty of that to go around. Go ahead.
The phenomenon happens every year about fourth quarter time, sometimes a month before that. Agents stop going to their offices. Agents start telling sellers that there's no, no one buys or sells this time of year. Agents basically start to emotionally and then financially shut down for the rest of the year, where smart agents, top producers, is probably one of the if there is a closely guarded secret in real estate, that's it right there. When you work fourth quarter, you have a tendency to have incredible momentum going into first quarter. And that's the reason that, well, there's two reasons. One, we wanted you guys to have a kick-ass fourth quarter so you would have great momentum going into first quarter. And the other reason we did we're providing our free mastermind for all of you is to thank you for those of you who helped Harris Rules become the number one international bestseller that it has become, which exceeded all of our expectations. And if you're interested in being part of the mastermind, you can listen to the past mastermind calls. They're posted at timandjulieharris.com. And also you can attend live, which is the best way. And to do that, all you got to do is purchase the book on Amazon, and we'd prefer that you left a real review after you've read a couple chapters, and then go, obviously leave a 5-star review preferably. Everyone else has, so you might as well do it as well. And then just email help@timandjulieharris.com, and then someone from our customer service staff will give you the login information for the mastermind, and then you can attend the mastermind live for the rest of the year. The whole goal of the mastermind is to help you to take 10 listings and lose 10 pounds in fourth quarter, which is usually the exact opposite of what most people do. They gain 10 pounds, and they have no listings. So we're helping, doing our best to keep you motivated so you can have a fantastic first quarter. You have to fight against your natural – and, guys, Julie and I are the exact same way. We came up with this idea for the Total Effing War, TFW, 10-10 Challenge. We came up with this idea for all of you because this is what Julie and I have personally done in one iteration or another for the past, like, we've been married for going on 27 years. And we didn't have this figured out until probably we've been married for 10 years. But we realized that we had a tendency to become complacent in fourth quarter. So we started to create specific challenges and goals just for fourth quarter to make it, and obviously in business they were focused on production, helping people, taking listings and things of that nature. That way we had great momentum going into the start of the year. I remember until we did that, we suffered from the exact same thing you guys do if you don't take this seriously, where you freak out and going into the start of the year. You literally lose sleep because you don't know how you're going to create your business, and then you start going to seminars, and then you get some call from some seductive lead selling moron, and then next thing you know, you're paying $5,000 a month for a bunch of crappy buyer leads. They'll buy someday, somehow, on some planet, in some parallel universe. And, but that's the path. That is what most agents do because they did not take fourth quarter seriously. So if you are taking the time to listen to Julie and I rant at you right now, please do take it seriously and take this fourth quarter as your official start for next year. And then, guys, I promise you, everything's going to change because if you have a fantastic first quarter because you worked your ass off in fourth quarter, that's going to give you great momentum for the rest of the year. And then everything shifts. Now, if you combine that with, as we suggested, some weight loss so you don't gain weight in fourth quarter like most people do, and, man, it's going to be hard this year because Julie and I are in a very rigid workout routine. And a lot of you guys are doing it too, I know, because we've been getting emails from you. You guys are doing Orange Theory like we are, and, man, it's absolute adult torture, and we hate it, but we're doing it because we live by the mantra, doing what we don't want to do, and we don't want to do it at the highest level, and we strongly encourage all you guys to do that as well. Because when you do, you're not like living this big life of suck. You don't have to do it all the time. You only have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, for maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours a day. And when you do, guys, the whole trajectory of your life changes. It really does. So, Julie, unless you have anything else you'd like to say, let's roll into the first point because, man, do I love these points.
Yes, you got it. So 15 crazy obvious truths that we forget too quickly. Point number one, you have the power to control your own destiny. Your choices are a reflection of your character. Choose who you want to be and live your daily life according to those rules. That point's all about taking control and not just being reactive, as we often get into in real estate. Take control. What do you want your day to look like? What do you want your schedule to look like? What do you want your success to look like? It's up to you. It's not up to your broker. It's not up to the market. It's not up to the weather. It's none of those things. You have the power to control your own destiny. Point number two. You only have so long to live the life of your dreams. We all have expiration dates. So here's a mindset question that's kind of fun. What if you knew what your expiration date actually was? How would you live your life differently today? What would you be taking action on if you knew that waiting wasn't really an option anymore? It's so funny when people are interviewed, Tim, that have some kind of tragic health situation and they're given like 2 months to live, how they spend those 2 months and how so many people use that as an example. You know, if you knew you only had 2 months to live, what would you be doing differently? And it's funny the urgency that knowing that expiration or even potential expiration date creates. And in a less dramatic fashion, how we all act when we have a plane to catch or we've got a vacation coming up, all of a sudden that to-do list comes together. All of a sudden our daily schedule becomes more fluff-free. We're laser-focused. So why is it that we don't operate like that all the time? Well, this is a crazy obvious truth that we forget. Go ahead.
But let's hover there. So I had a reporter call me yesterday for an interview for an article that she's writing, and she wanted my input on Amber, and she asked my input on motivation. Right, that was the essence of her question. She had actually as a fan, she came up with a great topic, great article, and her question was fantastic. But the essence of it was, you know, how do you basically do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level? Where do you find the motivation? What is it? You know, she's looking for tricks. She was asking me for any sort of way of gaming it to get you to, you know, take that first step when you absolutely positively don't feel like doing it. And the answer I gave her is the same answer that if you've been listening to this podcast for years, you know what I'm going to say. There really isn't a trick. Because if there was a trick, everyone would have figured it out by now. The difference between basically the person who succeeds at a high level consistently year over year and the person who doesn't is because the person who doesn't is looking for the trick. They're looking for the shortcut. The only real way to do it is learn from like Michael Phelps. Learn from anybody who's basically exceeded all their original, you know, software programming from just sheer brute effort. And the answer is you take action. Not just any kind of action, though any kind of action when you're starting is better than nothing. You take decisive action designed around a specific proven plan. And when you do that, when you do the actual actions of doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, you will basically shift your world on its own axis. And the example I gave her is the example I gave you guys, you know, and guess what? We are exactly the same people when we're not on our podcast as we are when we aren't. So I told her, look, I hate going to the gym, and I will look for excuses all day not to go to Orange Theory. I just really, truly dislike it. People there are nice. The activities there, I'm telling you guys, it makes Guantanamo Bay look like a trip to Disney World. All right. So I do not feel like going the entire day. As I'm thinking about it, I think you guys can tell I'm not feeling like going this afternoon. I'm going to go, but I do not feel like going when I'm driving there. I'm pre-dreading it. I do not feel like going when I'm standing there waiting to go. I do not feel like going there for like the first – it's an hour-long thing. And I do not feel like being there for at least the first 15 or 20 minutes. So mentally, I have no motivation to do it. I don't want to do it. It sucks. I know it's going to suck. It sucks every time, like a lot of other things in life.
And then they make it harder.
But it gets you resolved. Okay. So what happens is 15 or 20 minutes passes of doing what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it at the highest level. And then all of a sudden, a switch gets flipped. Physiologically, my emotions of dread are replaced with the physical benefits of working out. Maybe some endorphins kick in. Maybe my heart rate increases. So what happens is I didn't wait for my emotional state to dictate the actions I was going to take. And this is what I told Amber. You put your actions in place, and they change your emotional state. So what everyone does, and what we've been convinced of, what we have tons of, you know, if you guys go to the business section of Amazon or certainly the self-help thing, all of it's about your thinking. All of it's about your mindset. And the idea is what they're trying to sell you on is the reason that you're not doing what you want to do in life at the highest level is because there's something screwed up with your mindset or there's something screwed up with your thinking or you need to learn how to meditate or you need to learn how to whatever, whatever. It is so much bullshit, it doesn't even matter. But when you listen to people who have actually achieved things in life, they never say that. They say the mindset follows the action. Guys, there's not a single example out there, look for it, where except when someone's trying to sell you a book on motivation or they're a motivational speaker or they're trying to sell you some sort of guru magic life hack where somehow magically if you whisper this little secret in your ear, magically you're all of a sudden going to become some sort of incredible, you know, salesperson. It doesn't work like that. What you have to do is do the work. And when you do the work, well, you will start emotionally changing. Now, sometimes, like when I go to Orange Theory, 15 or 20 minutes, and I start feeling like doing it. Sometimes, guys, truthfully, it will take me 50 minutes to feel like doing it. Sometimes I feel like doing it in 5 minutes. It just changes. I cannot trust my emotions, because if I trusted my emotions and if my emotions dictated the actions I was going to take throughout the day, I would do very little. So I don't wait to feel a certain way of doing something at a high level. I just go do it. And I learned that from lots and lots of coaching, literally over 100,000 one-on-one coaching calls. But not only that, Julie and I read constantly. We listen to books, probably 2 and 3 books a week, and we love the books about, you know, the historical figures who are high performers, anybody, and the theme is always the same. They did not spend a lot of time sitting around thinking about thinking or thinking about their mindset or going to motivational speakers or doing any of this other crap. What they did is they put themselves in a specific direction, and they were myopic about the accomplishment of that goal, and then what happened is they stayed on that course long enough that they were able to eventually not just usually meet but exceed their specific goal. Guys, listen, please listen to what I'm saying here. Do not look for external motivation. It does not exist. And if there's anyone trying to sell you external motivation, they're just trying to separate you from your credit card number. That is the truth. You intuitively know this is the truth. Get into the action of taking the actions, follow a proven path, and then your emotional state will change. Might not change right away. You look, okay, another truth. Julie and I used to prospect. We used to prospect expireds for sale by owners, centers of influence, all that. Always hated doing it. If I had to do it again, still hate doing it. But we did it at a very high level. And if we had to do it again, we'd do it at a very high level. We never liked doing it, but we had to do it to accomplish our goals. How many things in your life right now are you just doing because it feels good? In other words, how many things in your life do you actually force yourself to do when you don't want to do them? Many of you, the answer is zero. You're only doing what feels good. You're only doing what's easy. As long as you stay on that path, the same path that 99% of everyone else you know is on, you will never accomplish anything meaningful, and you will basically, you'll waste your life. And Julie's second point there was, you know, you only have so long to live, so live the life of your dreams. You know, you can reframe that. You only live once, and you're dead a real long time. So you might as well seriously consider how you're utilizing your time on this planet. So, Julie, point number three, being busy is not the same as being productive. What did you mean by that point?
I love that point because this comes up on virtually every coaching call. Oh, I'm so busy, or I'm overwhelmed, or something, some iteration of that. Being busy is not the same as being productive. In real estate, productivity comes from some very specific things, and we lay this out really clearly in the Harris Rules book, by the way. But for the sake of the podcast, reminder, productivity comes from generating leads, following up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing. You can add a lather, rinse, repeat in there. If it's not on that list, you shouldn't be doing it. Being purposeful is more powerful than just being busy. You can be busy all day, every day in real estate and look like you're working and never make one red cent. It's so easy to do. All you have to do is get into your email, your voicemail. You know, a coach friend of mine used to call that the box of snakes under your desk. You take the lid off, the snakes get out, and it's all controlling you. You're just chasing snakes all day. That's different than being productive. So check yourself on that. Here's the action step. Starting now, if I, you know, have this visual, I'm following you around with a little checklist of what you're doing with your time. Would you say that that's busy or would you say that's productive? Productivity leads to a paycheck. Productivity means that you're helping enough people at a high enough level that your income will increase as a result. Busy, I mean, really, you might as well just stay in bed. It's not the same as productivity. Anything
but, Julie,
like
let's
add
break
to that?
Down. Yeah, well, I mean, how many of you guys think that going to an office meeting is basically productive? How many of you actually think that going to a motivational speaker is productive? How many of you think that, you know, working on your CRM or working on your logo or working on your website, which is the things that you guys all waste your time on this time of year where you should be basically chasing listings, how many of you guys think that's productive? Do you really believe that it's productive? Why? Because you read about it online, because everyone's talking about building teams, because people are, you know, blowing sunshine up each other's butts about basically all these ideas that are not productive. They're basically time-wasting. They're essentially money-spending opposed to money-earning activities. Don't you intuitively know that those are the types of things that lead you to being broke? Have you ever thought about the fact that maybe the best use of your time is going to be doing the very things that you want to do the least? Have you ever considered making a list of all the things in your business or maybe your personal life that you want to do the least? And then looking at that list, I bet you'll find that every single one of those things are the very things that you need to be doing the most because they're going to give you the most bang for the buck in your life. You ever thought about that? It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? You guys should consider that. You should consider making a list of all the things in your life under the five main categories of goals in your life, which are financial, educational, spiritual, family, and education. What's the fifth one, Julie?
Physical,
thank you. Make a list of all the things in those five categories of life that you are avoiding the most. Because whatever you're avoiding the most is where your growth needs to be. I think Napoleon Hill said that. So whatever you're avoiding the most in your life under those five categories, you need to seriously consider what's the cost of avoiding those things another second, another year. You know, what happens? What do you lose? What are you losing out on? There are all these unintended consequences of every decision you make. So if you make a decision, for example, to spend your fourth quarter putzing around, not going to the office, working on your logo and your website and your CRM and your drip campaign and all these other things that people tell you you're supposed to do, opposed to actually going after expired listings, FSBOs, calling your centers of influence and past clients, doing everything it takes to put yourself in front of folks that actually can sign contracts, if you choose to do the other stuff and not the stuff that's actually going to lead to a paycheck, what cost is that to you in 6 months, or let alone 1 month, 90 days, first quarter of next year? You're going to have the fanciest website and the nicest logo and the great best drip email campaign and all this other stuff. It's going to be incredible. You're going to be so proud of it, but you will be broke, or you will not have enough money that it will, you know, you basically will be a second from being broke. You need to stop that a behavior pattern and realize how simple it is to turn it around. By the way, guys, sorry for the overt pitch here, but consider getting the book Harris Rules. We really do lay it out step by step, chapter by chapter. It is your GPS to where you want to go. Chapter 17, which is my favorite chapter, is what you guys need to be focusing on the most. That is the chapter about how you actually, you know, get rich where your money works for you. You no longer have to work for your money. But anyway, we'll talk about that on another podcast. Next point, my dear.
Yes, number four, success is unlikely without failure. It's okay to make mistakes. It's not okay not to learn from them. Learn the lesson the first time, integrate it into your upgraded self, and move forward. The difference between a master and a beginner is that the master has simply failed more times. The master only achieves higher levels of success because he or she has not given up. Avoiding failure keeps you stagnant. Embracing it moves you forward mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. So become okay with hearing no. You know, one of my longtime coaching clients, Tim, sings herself this song before she picks up the phone to do her lead follow-up and her prospecting. No, 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 yes. To remind herself that it's okay to hear a lot of no's and to get some rejection, because the next no you hear gets you closer to hearing the yes. You're dealing with people. If they don't need you to buy or sell real estate today, why would you take that personally? They just literally don't need your help right now. So go find somebody who does. And stop taking it so absolutely seriously all the time. Sometimes people get so wrapped up in that and make it out to be something that it isn't. Embrace hearing no. Embrace the occasional failures. I always say that's the real estate God's trying to teach you a lesson. Our old broker used to say, what did that mistake cost you? To highlight the fact that you shouldn't do it again. He loved doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he made a good point. Because, you know, if you think about that mistake as having a dollar value, you probably won't repeat that mistake. Instead of blaming somebody else, wasn't my fault, you know, you own it more when you put it into those terms. So success is unlikely without failure.
Let's start tomorrow at point number five. Cool?
Sounds good. I got to get over to Premier, so I'll toss it back to you.
I know you do. So, guys, listen, if you need to get a hold of us for anything at any time, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. And remember, you can request a free coaching call at any time just by going to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Oh, something I always forget to mention this. If you guys are looking for a DISC personality profile for free, just go to agentdisc or agentdisc.com, and you can complete the agent DISC test. Like I said, it's free. It gives you all the results you need, and And so a lot of people are using that, No Strings Attached, something we created for you guys this year because a lot of you were curious about that. Just, you know, keep in mind, listen to the past podcasts we've done on DISC, take the test, and I think that will kind of close the loop for you on everything you need to know about personality profiling. If you guys need us for anything, Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julia at timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.